Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I knew a guy that back in the day, right, at a university, was pretty well known for, like, selling stuff to people, right?
All right.
So later in life, like, obviously you can't do that anymore, so he has, like, a sales job, whatever, but basically the same thing. There's some giant convention. You could bring a spouse.
Okay.
He brings an escort. And basically just is blacked out, drunk. Now, the other issue is that apparently he had never used this escort, so he doesn't really know who she is.
Yeah.
She gets all messed up. Like, basically, they cause such a scene.
Oh, no.
Like, the cops have to be called. He obviously lost that job.
Yeah.
I mean, they sent him home and everything else. I mean, but when I heard the story, I was just like, you've got to be kidding me.
Why would you think no one's going to know it's an escort? Or did he just not care?
Well, it was also, like, 3 nights. Like, I honestly, if you showed up to, like, an office Christmas party, and you just had this dime of a girl, not anybody in this room, but somebody just showed up, like, I'm sure you could pay an escort for a few hours to maintain and just be
sure,
like,
just pretend
the story.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm sure it's been done. But he took that girl down there for 3 nights. And they're doing coke. They're getting blacked out drunk. Like, of course, like, you know what I mean? Once you get people that messed up, like, if you don't know them, you don't know how it's going to go.
There was a guy I knew years ago. And the first time I met his quote-unquote wife, we were 100% convinced that she was an escort, right? Just the way she was dressed, the way she acted, kind of their interaction, the whole thing. And we're like, whatever. It's back in the restaurant days. And we're just like, all right, man, whatever. The next year we have a Christmas party, shows up with the same escort, and then we start looking at her hand. They're married.
Yeah.
It was his wife. And we're like, wow. Man, we had no idea. Seriously. But the flip's, well, kind of a good job. Like, she was really good looking, you know, kind of made up to look great, which is fine. But also not a great job when everyone thinks she's an escort. And not because of the way she looks necessarily, but because of the way she acts.
What did a family member do, or what happened when you were with your family? 206-803-ROCK. Guys, everyone likes to tell this one. When my uncle was in middle school, same middle school actually I would attend 30 years later, he got into a fight with one of his teachers. The fight was a literal knockdown, drag-out fist fight that had the teacher throwing my uncle into a nearby row of lockers by his collar and my uncle spitting blood at the teacher's face and shirt.
Jesus!
I don't believe the teacher faced any repercussions, but he continued to wear the shirt that got spit on throughout the year, and everyone could still see the blood stain on it. Made my uncle a legend, and anyone with his last name, a.k.a. my dad, cousin, brother, and I, were wary of being associated with him.
Yeah.
As far as the town's
concerned. Ah, the good old days, as it were.
That guy's my rich connoisseur.
I mean, if your family has that rep.
Right, exactly. As soon as you get to that class, they don't like you. I had the exact opposite problem. My brother was such a good student, and he's 5 years ahead of me. So as soon as I showed up in class, the teacher, I mean, day one, pretty much every teacher I had was like, oh, that is fantastic. We got another hill boy in here, blah, blah, blah. In about 3 weeks, they understood that we're very different people. Yeah, I ended up just crapping all over the very good academic legacy that my brother left behind. But, I mean, it was like every year. First day, oh, I've heard about you. You're Adrian's younger brother. I'm like, yeah, that's my older brother. Blah, 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 blah. Like, they would take extra time to talk to me, right? And honest to God, by 3 weeks, every case, they're like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, what the hell happened between you and your brother? I'm like, we're just different people. It'd have been better for my brother if they were unhappy to, like, if I were older, they'd have been unhappy to see him. And they go like, okay, there's some redeeming quality about the Hill family. But I absolutely crapped all over anything that he did.
Yeah.
To the point he would get irritated. He's like, for real, man? I'm like, look, I'm not here for you. I'm here for me. It just happens that you're a good guy. You got great grades. And I'm the opposite of both of those. And now the teachers, I feel like they hated me even more because they had some expectation that I was going to be a decent individual. It's like, no, I'm not, dude, at all.
Yeah. My dad, he had a buddy.
That is probably worse, though.
It is. Because, I mean, they really, I mean, honestly, man, first day of school, up until he freaking graduated from high school, the teachers, they'd always pull me aside. Day one, you're Adrian's younger brother, how's he doing? He's doing great, man. Blah, 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 blah. And it was just gushing. They're so excited that I'm in their class. And by the end of it, man, they're like, we hate you. You have let us down. You have been a disappointment. Maybe you should do a DNA test because there is no way the two of you are related. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, bro. I mean, this is, I'm me, he's him.
My dad had a buddy that worked for the DMV.
All right.
So I want to say they're about 18, 19 years old. So drinking age then was 17.
Yeah.
So they had no reason to get a fake ID. That was not in the cards. But they would get messed up and just go over and want to take goofy pictures of themselves doing stupid stuff like flipping off the camera, get a license made, or whatever the hell they did. One night they got high and drunk and decided that they were just going to give themselves ridiculous names.
Okay.
So one of the guys was like John Rockefeller or whatever. My dad picked Howard Johnson Jr. All right? So he had a legitimate driver's license that said Howard Johnson Jr. Now, he did it as a joke, but what he didn't realize was he always would keep it in his wallet. Like, if I get pulled over, I'm going to give him this one.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing.
No.
Then at one point in time, as he was...
Why did he start going to Howard Johnson's?
That's what happened.
All right.
He started to travel, and when he was traveling, he would go to a Howard Johnson's and say, go up to the desk, the front receptionist, and say, I called earlier, I'm Howard Johnson Jr., is my booth ready?
Yeah.
And they would go, oh... You know, but the thing was, I think the first couple times, no one ever checked the ID. It wasn't like he went in and showed the ID. Just like, I'm Howard Johnson Jr. I called earlier. Is the booth ready? He would do the same thing at the hotel.
Right.
Then he would show his ID at the hotel. He got free rooms. He got free food. He got free ice cream. There was no way.
Free ice cream.
Well, they had ice cream.
Yeah.
No, I know. We went there all the time when I was a kid.
There was no way to check and validate this stuff. Yeah. So they're in a question like, look, man, that's, I got the pass.
It's an official ID, right?
Yes. Do you need me to call anybody? I mean, I can make a phone call.
Yeah.
No, sir. We didn't know the room was for this weekend. Yes. I called. And he would call and talk to the front desk and get the room and then just go there. And
did they ever charge him?
I don't think he ever got busted.
That's
he was like,
so stupid.
But you got to remember, like,
but it worked.
He would go, like, when they were traveling, go down to Florida, South Carolina, Howard Johnson's everywhere.
We used to just go to them literally for dinner and for dinner and ice cream.
So not even John Rockefeller, Howard frickin' Johnson.
You know, he'd tell his girlfriend, wife, whatever, like, look, man. Just remember I'm Howard. Right. You know, and no matter what we do.
Call me Howard.
Don't call me Jim.
Yeah.
Call me Howard.
Junior at worst.
We got this. They ordered room service because they had a restaurant downstairs. They gave one of the nicest rooms in the hotel.
Not Hilton. Howard Johnson.
Howard Johnson Jr.
Howard Johnson Jr.
What,
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.